questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Khan of Islam page. Very welcome again to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I'm Atta, the host on this program, and with me in the studio, we have a very special guest speaker from the Islamic House of Qom, Shaykh Nur Muhammadpour. Assalamu alaikum, Shaykh Nur Muhammadpour, and welcome to the program.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
Okay, for today's discussion, we want to talk about the exegesis of the Holy Quran, but from the side of the infallible Imams, the Shiite Ma'sumin or the infallible Imams. We know that the Holy Quran has always been, considered as the most important textbook of the Muslims, and the Shiite infallible Imams in different ahadith encourage the people to read out the Holy Quran. But like the new generation of the scholars, the Shiite scholars and the Muslim scholars, we cannot see no trace of any exegesis of the Holy Quran in the life accounts of the infallible Imams. What is the main reason?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As you mentioned, we have that about the exegesis of Noble Quran attributing to Ahlul Bayt alayhim salatu wassalam. We have many narrations in this regard, which we call it At-Tafsir al-Ma'thur or At-Tafsir al-Riwayi.
Yes.
You know, some narrative interpretation of Noble Quran. We have many, more than 1,000 narration in this regard. For example, let me name some of the interpretation books in this regard, which mostly focus on the narrations of Ahlul Bayt, alayhimu salatu wassalam, in order to understand that how many narrative interpretation of Noble Quran attributed to Ahlul Bayt we have and we receive. And please remember that many narrations in this regard have been, we did not receive those narrations. Okay. They have been missed, because of different reasons in history, you find that we couldn't have this great, heritage of Ahlul Bayt, but still we have plenty of these narrations available.
So you want to say that there is no book called Tafsir al-Quran like we have today, but there have been, for example, separate occasions in which in a hadith, Prophet Muhammad or the Ahlul Bayt has explained some of the ayahs of the Holy
Quran. Of course,
Quran.
You know that we have some tafasir, some interpretation books attributed to Ahlul Bayt, but we have some doubt in this regard. For example, we have At-Tafsir al-Mansub ila al-Imam al-Hasan al-Askari. Some interpretation book has been attributed to Imam al-Askari, 11th Imam of Ahlul Bayt. But some scholars, they have some doubt to this attribution. Maybe, if we cannot authenticize these narrations, books which has been related to Ahlul Bayt. Of course, we have to other Ahlul Bayt, they have been attributed. But generally speaking, some scholars, they have some doubts.
Yes.
Maybe we cannot attribute these books to Ahlul Bayt. But after all, we have, as I mentioned, plenty of narrations in this regard, because these are very important. For example, we have Tafsir al-Furat al-Kufi,
yes,
which has been written by Furat ibn Ibrahim, or Tafsir Ayyashi, Tafsir al-Burhan by Sayyid Hashim Bahrani. For those people who are familiar with these books, they can guess how important these books are. They contain many narrations of Ahlul Bayt with regards to the interpretation of the verse of Noble Quran.
That's right.
For example, we have Nahjul Bayan and Kashf Ma'an al-Quran, Tafsir Safi by Faith Kashani, Nur al-Thaqalain by Huwaizi, and many, many other...
Tafsir al-Mizan by Allama Tabatabai.
Yes, but mainly I've mentioned those books which are mostly, actually combined interpretation narrations, interpretational narrations of Ahlul Bayt.
That's right. And is it at all needed? I mean, tafsir? Because the Holy Quran directly believes that this is the book for guidance and it is easy to understand. Okay? So does Quran need any tafsir, for example, from the side of either infallible imams?
They have to be very beautiful question. You know that when we talk about, when we use the term interpretation, we mean that actually, first of all, understanding of the verse of Noble Quran is easy. At least explicit verse of Noble Quran is easy for all people, for all generations. Okay?
Yes.
As you mentioned, Hada Bayanul Linnas. This is declaration for all people.
For all the people. That's
from
right.
the time of Prophet Adam till the resurrection day, all generations they can understand easily. At least I mentioned explicit verses of Noble Quran. But still, because these are divine words and they contain different layers of meaning.
Yes.
And actually, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when revealed the verses of Noble Quran, these verses talking about high, you know, teachings of Islam. And because of that, in order to understand other layers of meaning of verses of Noble Quran, sometimes you need interpretation.
That's right.
And by interpretation, we mean, first of all, you want to understand the intended meaning of verse of Noble Quran.
That's right.
Then you want to understand the maqasid of the verses of Noble Quran, which means to understand what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about.
That's all right.
What is the final purpose for these, you know, verses of Noble Quran.
Okay.
So, by interpretation, as I mentioned, it has different stages, as I mentioned. We have to be careful about the, you know, when we use the term interpretation, what do we mean by this word,
that's right.
actually?
Okay.
But after all, because if I want to sum it up, because these verses are divine verses, not man-made. And sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intended different layers of meaning.
That's right.
Okay?
Okay.
And he had different intention via these verses. So we need interpretation of the verses of Noble Quran.
That's right. Okay.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
So for sure, the exegesis, of course, I very much prefer the word exegesis rather than interpretation or commentary, which is, I think, mostly personal-based and very much, we can't say, based on the personal deductions. For sure, there must be a difference between the exegesis that is given by an infallible imam, which has a high status in Islamic beliefs, Islamic knowledge, with a usual, we can say, scholar, an ordinary scholar. But still, there is a question that why the Holy Quran was not given tafsir with itself? I mean, for example, Prophet Muhammad, a verse on ayah was revealed to him, and on the same occasion, the tafsir of this ayah is given to the people on the spot, on the moment. Why wasn't it so?
You know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by revelation of the verses of Noble Quran, as I said, He sent the, you know, greatest sublime revelation. I want to say that Allah, as I mentioned, maybe one verse of Noble Quran sometimes contains different layers and level of meanings. Okay?
Yes.
So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in one verse said, وَأَنْدَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الْذِكْرِ لِتُبَيِّلَنِ النَّاسِ مَا نُدِّلَ إِلَيْهِمْ.
Yes.
You know, we have revealed this reminder to you in order for you, referring to Noble Prophet Muhammad, in order for you to interpret for people and explain to people whatever we have sent down to you. I want to say that maybe one of the wisdom of that, he wants to introduce a high status of Noble Prophet Muhammad and his pure progeny via putting them as a real interpreter and exegete of the verse of Noble Quran.
Okay.
You know, it is one of the wisdom of that.
That's right.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for example, sent down different verses of Noble Quran talking about different issues.
Yes.
Sometimes about Islamic law, sometimes about the Day of Judgment, sometimes about the creation of mankind. And most of people, they can have some kind of understanding of the verses of Noble Quran.
That's right.
But for understanding and going to the in-depth of the verse of Noble Quran, they need the assistance of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salatu wasalam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to introduce them as a real interpreter and mubayyan.
Yes.
Explainer.
Of the
verse of Noble Quran. Because it is very important for people to refer to Ahlul Bayt and ask them, فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ.
Yes.
You have to ask the people of reminder if you do not know. Okay?
Yes.
So I think it is very rational and it is very acceptable that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put them as a real teacher and interpreter and explainer of the verses of Noble Quran.
That's all right. And for sure, the tafsir of the Holy Quran needs an absolute knowledge of the whole Quran, isn't it? I mean, for example, you cannot give tafsir or exegesis of the Holy Quran on a specific ayah based on something on your personal deduction or out of the holy text of the Quran, isn't it? You have to also refer to the other ayahs in the Holy Quran too in order to give tafsir.
Exactly. If you want to have the authentic interpretation of Noble Quran, you have to have a look at all verses of Noble Quran. You cannot single out one verse and try to interpret it by your own opinion. It has been called a tafsiru bil-ra'y, which means interpreting the verse of Noble Quran with your own opinion, which is totally rejected in the narrations of Ahlul Bayt and especially Noble Prophet Muhammad. So you have to, if you want to have the exegesis, a correct exegesis of Noble Quran, first of all, as you mentioned, you have to look at other verses of Noble Quran. And actually, this is a first step for interpreting the verses and having the exegesis of verses of Noble Quran. And then try to go to the narrations of Ahlul Bayt and, of course, other stages of the interpretation of the verses of Noble Quran, which requires a lot of sciences and studies to have been done.
That's right.
In order to understand different levels and layers of meaning into the verses of Noble Quran.
And do we have any case of tafsir of the Holy Quran in the words of infallible imams which differ from each other? Or no, somehow they are the same. I mean, for example, on a specific verse in the Holy Quran, Imam al-Baghir alayhi salam has given an interpretation or exegesis, and Imam al-Reza something else. I mean, the whole meaning.
Not only in the interpretation or exegesis of Noble Quran, we do not have any discrepancy of the interpretation of Ahlul Bayt. Rather, in other, field of study of Islamic, teachings, they do not have any discrepancy in this regard. Actually, we have plenty of narrations of Ahlul Bayt with regard to the exegesis of verse of Noble Quran, but you cannot find single discrepancy in this regard. Maybe sometimes they seem to have some kind of differences, but if you look at them carefully, you can come to the clear conclusion and to combine all narrations together.
That's all right. Thank you very much, Shaykh. It was very kind of you. It is believed by the Shia Isnad Shari followers that nowadays the best exegesis of the Holy Quran and the ayahs to be understood is in the hands of Imam Asr. Ajallallah ta'ala farajahu sharif, may Allah hasten his reappearance. And maybe if the true exegesis or explanations of some of the ayahs are given to the people, it might very much differ from what we see among the ordinary scholars of the Muslims, isn't it so?
You know that Ahlul Bayt mostly, at least in some of the examples of the interpretation of Noble Quran, they refer to the examples of the verses of Noble Quran.
Okay.
not to the final intended meaning or purpose of the verses of Noble Quran. Okay. Because you know that in different occasions when they interpret the verses, they single out only one example of that, you know, verses of Noble Quran. But after all, you find that actually they are actually real explainer of the verse of Noble Quran. And although we can, as I mentioned, all people can benefit from the verse of Noble Quran, and but still they need for understanding other intended That's meaning right. of the verse of Noble Quran, you need to refer to Ahlul Bayt alayhim salatu wassalam.
Thank you very much, Shaykh Nur Muhammad, for a nice explanation. It was very kind of you.
My pleasure.
And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs on IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/en Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي حسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن